Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Wednesday edition, February 16th, Wednesday, midweek of first week of the first full week of February. We're certainly glad and excited about you joining us today on Prosperity Wednesday. And what we are featuring today on the Hope Collection, Optimize My Life show, which is all about optimizing your life. We deliver hope for lunch and each day and from noon to 1 Eastern Time. And on this show that was created over 7 or 8 years ago by a guy named Burl Wolk, we're able to reach out and through the waves, through the computer or radio show that is really touching lives. And we have folks that each day will host a show. Today, we nicknamed today's call the Prosperity Wednesday because we have a host who represents one of the key blocks, the building blocks of being able to create prosperity for generations to come as well as now. And Barb Riley, who has just texted me an email and is having a medical situation and was unable to get the show operating, so I stepped in here, and hopefully I'll be able to fill her shoes for the day, but it's a mighty big job to do, and I pray that whatever the medical emergency, that everything is going to be under control and contained and actually put it in the Lord's hands for whatever it is, for whoever it is, to have them have a good result and happy ending. So in the meantime, I'll just be chatting with those who join us on the show. And again, the different aspects of what we're doing is trying to deliver to the world, helping others by helping them help others. That's our theme. That's what we operate under, the Hope Collection. And it's the organization was a 501c3 nonprofit founded by my best friend, my business partner, race-based, he was my spiritual advisor for 40 years, and he's still there, except that he's gone on to be with the Lord. He got overtaken by cancer, but his spirit is still alive and leading us in all that we're doing, as is the Holy Spirit. And so today we're going to be excited about the fact that what we're going to do, in spite of all that's happened, particularly, the last 2 years, we're opening the world again. One of the things I am, I like to let people know I own a travel agency. And what we're doing is we're healing the nation with vacations. And that's another theme for that organization. But realize and think about this. While we've been locked up, locked down, we've been incarcerated in our homes. We've been discouraged from loving and being with our friends and families and reaching out to really with our spirit and our presence. And now we're unlocking that. And the people that chose to be part of the lockdown and the control, I think, are hard to release power once they got it and get it. And we're just dealing with that. But in the meantime, we're moving forward. And one of those areas that we're moving forward is a term I call generational prosperity. Doesn't that sound nice? Generational prosperity. So what we're going to do is we're going to find ways, and not find ways, we've uncovered ways and link them to empower families to be able to bring into their household or under their roof, whether they're living on something they own already or something they want to own, renting. But they got some shelter. And, I got the case of the yawns here today. But what we're going to do is we've got programs and ability to help people who have the desire to be able to, really, for many people, maybe the first, they're going to bring the first foundation, the first brick towards building in their family this concept of residual income. And when you do that, the outlook to that is that what we're going to do is break the cycle of poverty. And I don't care what government government program that comes out, or how many times it comes out, or how many different variations that come out. The fact of the matter, unless it establishes a position of ownership, it is doomed to fail. Cannot change the course of people's lives without ownership. Now, you know, ownership is when somebody says, this is mine. It could be an idea. And that idea could be, I'm going to change my life, and I'm going to bring faith in my life, and I'm going to own it. I'm taking it on. If you don't take it on, you just sit in a pew, come in and stop out. You're not owning it. You're not going to get the benefits. And it's so critical that as we move forward in this world and realize that trillions of dollars have been spent to so-called create generational prosperity, that's the intent. But the reality is, unless it creates an ownership position that the person can buy into, it's not going to work. It hasn't worked, and it never will. So I can move forward today. I'm Ron Clayton, the president of the Board of Hope Collection, and I was instilled with the precepts of ownership by my good buddy Joel Griffin, friend. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how you can do that, how you can take advantage of that. One of those programs is called Attainable Homes. Wow, doesn't that sound cool? Attainable home. Attainable. That means attainable means anybody, anywhere, everywhere can attain, can have, take advantage of. It's a more than equal opportunity. It's just the basis of what the whole world of America and what it was founded for and purpose of is to help people be in that position. And in the last century, we've had a story that's been sold to communities, individuals, and families is that you can attain joy, success, prosperity in other ways. I'm here to tell you, and I'll talk to anybody, and I'll debate any person that wants to talk to me about it. Unless you own it, you can't create equity, and you can't overcome all the areas that attack the idea of ownership. Joel used to say things like, well, when you have a job, you got a firm grip on an empty bag. Well, what do I mean by that? Why did Joel say that? Well, the idea that you can go and trade your time and energy and your talents and get educated and do that, then you trade them to somebody else or some other entity that pays you the value of what that energy will provide. Well, it's okay, but you don't own it. You can't grow it. You can't magnify it. You can't leverage it into other things to accomplish more. And if that entity that you are working for, represent, changes what they want to do or don't want you to do what they had you do, you lose the ability to create prosperity through that tool. And any investment you've made in it, whether it's time, whether it's effort, whether it's investment of money, whatever, you lose it. Gone. And that's the empty bag that I'm talking about. Because of COVID, many, many, many people have lost their concept and lost their ability to continue becoming and working towards prosperity. Because when you're working for a job, you can be working towards prosperity, and you can take the overflow abundance of what you earn and be frugal and invested in the things that, again, an investment you own. But you can do things to allow independent growth of income. We call it a duplex model. You live in one side. Think of an apartment building. You all live in one side, rent the other side out. The other side becomes your source to grow the value of what the first place you live in, that's the mortgage and own the first part of the house. The other part of it, use cash streams to create cash stream and cash flow and equity. And that's real basic, and most people don't have a clue. They have absolutely no clue. They were told to go get a good education, get a good job, and everything would be okay. And folks, it just isn't true. It could be better than if you didn't have a job, if you didn't have a source of income, but it's never going to provide freedom. It's never going to let you be independent. It's never going to let you create equity. And so that's where we walk. We're going down the road, the train kind of, the rail splits. And we have opportunity to go down a different rail when we choose to understand the principles of prosperity. So today you just happen to be on the show and you're stuck with me chatting until someone else new comes on board and we can share with them. But in the meantime, I'm excited. And I'll share this story with pride because I have seen thousands, not ones, not tens, not hundreds, not thousands, thousands of people achieve exactly what I'm talking about. And so when they've done that, the fruit's on the tree. You ever heard that saying, the fruit's on the tree? That just means it's proven. That means whatever they are or who they did or who they became, worked. It worked. And what we're doing now is giving out, leading out, and reaching out to empower other people to do the same and to have that. Not everybody wants it. Not everybody's willing to work for it. Not everybody's willing to learn and do what you need to do to be able to create that. It doesn't lessen the vitality and the ability for what it does, and that's create prosperity for generations. And I spend a lot of time talking about that for one key reason. The reason that we have generations and generations and generations of people from all different avenues, all different cultures, are the same place they are when they started is because they didn't take advantage of a duplex model in their life. And some did, but maybe they didn't work smartly, and or the one they chose, the tool, we call it a tool, the tool they chose doesn't provide for what it says it's going to provide. And that's unfortunate, because our goal is not to have anybody not succeed, but we have developed a system where we can vet organizations, companies, and programs that will allow people to do exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm going to just kind of shush up here for a few moments, and so any new members come on board, we'll share. And so we're here for you and look forward to talking with you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, folks, this afternoon I did get a message back that Barb was taking her husband to the hospital emergency, and we want to certainly reach out and say some prayers for her and her husband and family that whatever is occurring, I think there's some pneumonia related, and we just want to keep them in our prayers. Let them know that we care and ask for healing and healthy recovery, and just let Barb know that we're thinking and caring. So it's been quiet today, but we'll be back tomorrow for Immigration Thursday with Robert Oakley, the Mighty Oak. And I want to invite everybody back to the show. Have a great day, and God bless. Bye now.